Let's take your Bibles this morning as we turn back to Psalm 46. Psalm number 46. God, my strength. I'm going to emphasize one word this morning, God. Whenever you run into something this year, this coming new year, you think right away, God, my strength. He is the one I will go to immediately. I will not trust in myself. I will not trust in my own flesh. I will go straight to God. Let's drill that into our thinking this morning. God, my strength is our theme for 2018. Emphasis on God. God is our refuge. He is our strength. It is all Him. Not us. Not at all. Let us pray and ask God's help and direction for the message this morning. Father, we thank You and give You praise for Your orchestration of our service this morning. Thank You for these wonderful Christmas carols. Thank You, Lord, for the meat that they contain. Thank You for the singing of Thy people, the playing of instruments, the singing of the choir and a duet. We ask now for Your help in a very special way as we consider Psalm 46. And I ask You, Holy Spirit, to fill me right now for this message. I trust and depend in You to bring it and not in myself. We would see Jesus this morning, our great God, our Savior. We ask we would see Him in a marvelous new light. Give all of us here some special gold nugget of truth that will help us and improve our Christian life and make us a better soldier and saint and servant of the Lord Jesus. So we're trusting, we're depending in You and You alone. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 46 and verse number 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I heard an evangelist up in Menominee Falls say 2 years ago, he said, you know what, you can pray with one word. I'll never forget that. You know what, there are going to be times in this upcoming year where we're going to need to say that. And it might be the only thing that we need to say. God knows we are calling on Him. Keep repeating this phrase in your heart. God, my strength. So if God is our emphasis here in Psalm 46, where do we find God? Where do we go to find God? Well, we find God in His Word. We find God in His Word. We find God by knowing His Word, by reading His Word, by meditating in His Word. The answer to the question is in the Bible. The question to your problem is in the Bible. The answer to your quandary is in the Bible. I have a lot of books, but you know what? There is one book above all books. It is the Holy Bible. It is the greatest place where we go to find help. You know, books are great, and I've got hundreds of them. You know, as we consider our books, let's also consider as we choose books, as we choose magazines, let us choose wisely. Let us look through them before purchase. Let us analyze them in the light of the book, the Word of God. Is this book, is this magazine I want to look at and purchase, is it full of Scripture? There's a key right there. Is it full of Scripture, or is it full of someone's ideas, opinions, and so forth? Remember that as you choose. Choose wisely. Books, devotionals, magazines, whatever it might be in the Christian world. No matter what it is, articles, magazines, books, the best source of God, my strength, is the infallible Word of God. And you know, as a Christian, if you know your Bible, if you know what it has to say, then when the things come down the road that might be a little off, a little shaky, you're going to know that. You're going to know it. Why? Because you have spent time getting to know your God in His Word. That is where we come to know our great God, is in His Word. You know, many times in my own life, things come up. Thoughts come. Issues are presented. And you know what happens? Invariably, almost all the time, God will direct me to some verse of Scripture. He will just take me there. And you know what? There's the answer. It could be the verse of the day on the Bible app on the phone. The answer might be right there. I can't tell you how many times the verse of the day was the verse I needed for that day. It could be the devotional that you're using. Maybe the text given in the devotional. That's the one you needed today. How many times does that happen? God orchestrates these things for us. He proves Himself. He shows us how great a God He really is. God, my strength. God is our refuge and our strength. We're going to be looking at 4 points from Psalm 46 this morning. And before we do that, I will have a little bit more introductory material for you. But our first point is going to be God is our refuge and strength from verse number 1. Now let's look at verse number 1 again. And let's look before the verse where it says, a song upon Alamoth. You see that in your Bible above the verse? Psalm 46, my Bible says, the song of fortitude to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. Alamoth, what does that mean? Alamoth means that this psalm in music was written for the soprano voice. It was high-pitched written. We can imagine as this song would be sung, we would have a choir of ladies who have high voices, and they're singing this psalm, number 46. The psalm could be called the song of holy confidence. The song of holy confidence. Martin Luther loved the confidence in God that this psalm portrays. And people in his time called it Luther's psalm, number 46. He would get together with his good buddy Philip Melanchthon, and if things weren't going quite right, Luther would say, let's sing Psalm 46. Why? Because God is our strength. We find confidence in God in Psalm 46. You know, what happened what may in the Christian's life, God's people can be happy and they are secure. Security is a wonderful, wonderful thing. To know where you're going when you die. Now, I was saved at the age of 5. I don't know what that is, to be lost and not know where I'm going when I die. That must be a horrible, horrible situation to be in. But God's people are happy and God's people are secure. For many a Christian, life doesn't go as planned or as dreamed. You know, I think a lot of times we get ideas in our hearts and our minds as to where I ought to be in my life right now. Or why hasn't such and so come to pass yet? This should have happened in my life, but it didn't. Don't worry. God has a plan. God has a plan for every single one of us in this sanctuary this morning. And His plan is perfect. Come what may, you depend on God, our strength. You can walk in confidence in the God who is your strength. So let's look at point number 1 this morning. God is our refuge and strength. God is our shelter. God is our hope. God is our place of refuge. He is our trust. He is our high tower. He is our bulwark. He is our rock. He is our fortress. That is our God. Confidence. You should have confidence in our great God. We should not have confidence in our armies. We believe we have the best armies and navies and marines that the world can offer, an Air Force. But you know what? We better not trust in them. We better be trusting in God, our strength. We should not be trusting in our money. We should not be trusting in our knowledge. And certainly, we should not be trusting in our own flesh. We are so weak. So weak. But God is our strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. God, our strength. Make yourself strong in God. Make yourself strong in God. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's a long time. Be confident in your God. God is a very present help in trouble. This psalm is sung in praise to our God who powerfully provides for us. He powerfully preserves us. He powerfully defends us as his children. In our case, he is the God of our church. He is the God of this church. In times of danger, in times of distress, great men, great women of God have resorted to Psalm 46. Why? Because God is our strength. It is him. It is not us. Our faith and trust in God is never so valuable as in times of trouble, sickness, hard situations, and death. Who is victorious in all of these things? Those who depend in their God. You can face death. You can face surgery. You can face whatever it is in the power of your great God. The unbelieving world cannot do that. They have no one. They have no one. But we have God, our strength. Let me share, I have a lot of scriptures to share with you this morning for each of these points. In our first point, we have, we already had Psalm 73:26, Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 18:32, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. We have a great God of strength. Point number two, from verse 2, therefore, we will not fear. Therefore, we will not fear. Make yourself strong in God. Therefore, we will not fear. Some verses from Isaiah and some other places. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah 50:7. For the Lord God will help me, the first part of that verse has to say. The reality, we need to see a reality as we think of therefore we will not fear. The reality is this. Since God is on our side, it is irrational to fear. Since God is on our side, it is irrational to fear. That's the reality. This is a gold nugget of truth that we need to get out of this morning. We have no reason to fear. We have God, my strength. God, my strength. Verse number 2, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the worst things come, we can still be confident in God, my strength. Confident in God, our strength. You know, verse number 2 shows us some pretty bad, horrible destruction. God illustrates very bad things in verse and following too. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. You know, we have some fault lines in California. Someday they might slip really good. This might be the part of it right here. Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Just like that, God can move the plates of the earth and total destruction will take place. It's amazing. But what does the Bible say here? Even if that happens, still we will trust in God, our strength. God Himself is our refuge, so we can be fearless under such circumstances. Now get this, we should be grounded in fearlessness. We should be grounded in fearlessness. You know, after this point number 2, I'll tell you what, it would be very easy to go, run out the door and go down the street and knock on some doors. You should do it fearlessly. No fear, because God is our strength. Point number 3, the church shall not be moved. The church shall not be moved. Verse number 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. God said, I will establish my church. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is not going anywhere. It is not going anywhere. It will exist all the way to the trumpet sound, and the church will be taken out of here. The church shall not be moved. Why will the church not be moved? Because God is in the midst of her. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. God, our strength. We have the real presence of Christ in the church. We have the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in the church. When we forget these wonderful truths and we do not depend on our great God, we fall and we become the laughingstock of the world. Make yourself strong in God. It is God our strength. It is not our flesh. It is not our strength. It is God who is our strength. When we forget God is our strength, our knees buckle and down we go. We must maintain our confidence in God, our strength. God is in the midst of us. You know, many times the answer to our questions is wait. Wait. Wait on the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in the judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God, our strength. God, our strength, will be our portion through the so-called worst times, worst things of life. He will be with us. Romans 5:3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We need to keep our eye on eternity. Eternity is close by. It's not far away. It's all about, it's not about here and now. It's about eternity. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. God, our strength. Point number four. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. We find this in two verses, 7 and 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Let me go back to that word, Selah, that we just talked about. You know what? There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of ideas on what does that mean. Here are a few. Silence. Pause. Stop and think about this. A musical interlude. That makes sense. This was done to music. A break in the singing. Selah. Think on this. While Linda plays the piano, let's think about that. Right? Musical interlude. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our God rules everything and everybody. Everything and everybody. What army is any match for our God? Read the Old Testament. The odds were 100 to 1. And God took those armies and crushed them. They had all the modern weaponry. They had prepared for battle. And God said, you think you're so smart, I'm going to crush you with my word. Done. What army is any match for our God? Woe to the army that fights against our God. One word, and they're gone. The Exodus 15, 1 through 5. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. There is no army that is any match for our God. God is our strength. As we wind this down this morning, please turn with me to Acts chapter 17. The book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 24 to 28. 24 to 28. Here's the Apostle Paul at Mars Hill in Athens. He is speaking the power and the greatness and the orchestration and the planning and what God does. 17:24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. We see the power of God and the minuteness of man here. We see the creator of all in his power. He is our God. God, my strength. God, our strength. Put your total confidence in God and fear not. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Make God strong in your life. Let us pray. Father, we look at the prospects of starting a brand new year. Lord, help us to start it with God, my strength. May we resort to you immediately at all times, in all situations. Lord, help us not to sink to our flesh. Help us not to nurse our inner feelings. But Lord, let us run straight to God, our strength. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.